Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Roger Daltrey and the Who bringing us back. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's from the rock opera Tommy and the album by the same name. I'm glad you're here. My website's smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Mary Cantando. Mary is a 15-year member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of Leading with Care, also The Woman's Advantage. She helps a lot of people, but especially women, put their best foot forward in the marketplace. And Mary, we're talking about the what you call personal power and how to claim that, you believe, and I agree with you, that you have more capability, you have more power, you have more capability and influence than you probably are claiming for yourself. Is that what you think?
I think that you can have more capability and influence. I think a lot of people leave it on the table, and as a result, they don't have that capability and influence. And I think that the way that they leave it on the table very often is by the words they use, by the vocabulary. Like we were talking before, saying they in referring to your employer rather than we in referring to your employer.
Are you saying that this would be something good to look for when you're interviewing people?
Oh, I think it absolutely is. Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you're an interviewee, to really think about that kind of stuff.
Or if you're talking to a vendor and you're looking for somebody who's going to provide you with some products, and they don't sound like that, they're not using language that says this person is going to stand up for me as the person who represents me for this company. Maybe I need to find another vendor.
Right. So here's another phrase that I think is a dead giveaway. When people say they have to do something, or I have to, I have to go to work rather than I get to go to do thus and such a thing. Right. So thinking, it's like a positive phrase versus a negative one, or positive vocabulary versus negative vocabulary, right? Mm-hmm. You have to go to work versus you get to go to work. Mm-hmm. I interviewed, you may not know, but I know the women listening will know the chain Chico's. I interviewed Helen Grailnick for one of my books.
Mary. I have a wife. Come on. You think I don't know about Chico's?
Helen Grailnick, who's the founder, and she told me every morning when she got up, she thought, I get to go to Chico's today. Instead of thinking, oh, I got to go to work. Oh, I got to drive in. Oh, I got to get there. I got to do this. She woke up thinking, I get to go to Chico's today. Mm-hmm. And I think especially if you're building a business, to have that mindset, oh, man, today I get to do this. Today I get to interview, to hire for that new position. Right. Today I get to do this. Today I get to do this versus, oh God, today I've got, I have to do those three interviews and I have to. And so the mindset and the energy level around things as you talk about them can either send you in a positive direction or in a negative direction.
Some people call what you're talking about engagement, don't they?
Yes.
Positive
engagement versus negative engagement, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. There's no question about it. So if we're going to try to help our employees claim their personal power, why would we have that in a conversation?
Well, first of all, we already talked about the complaining versus solve. Come to me with the solution instead of just the what's the problem and the solution. Come to me with both of those things. In a single sentence, you can come in. Here's what it is, and here's what I think we should do. I think getting them to speak up in meetings, and sometimes you'll have some employees who will do all the talking, and some will move back into a corner. I would say encourage them to take charge and speak up, and even to challenge you. You know, now you don't want them to. You don't want them to put up a stop sign to everything
right.
that you say. But
right.
it's like, you know, I think out of every 10 or 20 suggestions that I make as the owner here, or 10 or 20 thoughts I put out as about changes we're going to make in the business, I'd like to see you challenge one or two
mm-hmm.
of those.
How about this? How about telling them that that you're going to let them have meetings without you?
Yes, definitely.
You don't even go to the meeting. You let them do it. See what you know. Tell them that you expect them to claim when you're not around, and they don't. You know, they don't feel like the boss is there. That, you know, I expect to see some personal power showing up here.
Right, and then somebody, get me the results of those meetings. I want
right.
to know the results
exactly.
that came out of it. So
mm-hmm.
they're not just sitting around and
right.
wondering, but it's like, okay, here's the three things we need to resolve this week. And we're going to sit and we're going to talk about them. We're going to come up with some
right.
resolutions. So, and you know what it kind of boils down to, Jim, is having people think and act like they own the business.
Right.
If yep. you can hire people who think and act like they own the business,
mm-hmm.
you are home free.
You're exactly right about
that.
You
are home free.
Get them to claim ownership. That's something we talk about around here. Hey, Mary, thanks for being here. Womansadvantage.com, right?
That's it.
Will you come back real soon?
You know I will.
Mary Contando, ladies and gentlemen. She's the best, and she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.